Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening to you. It's good to have you with us. And I'll be right back with you in just a minute here. Oh my goodness. I just pasted a whole bunch of things to your title, and now I have to fix it before I can move on. It's funny how they pop up, you know, that little bar that says copy, paste, repeat, and all of those instructions that you can do, and it seems like when you go to hit them sometimes, they change just as you hit that button. And then you hit paste, which was not what I wanted to do. So, okay, there we got it straightened out. It went back to its other one. All right, and then we're going to get YouTube going here, which is what I was endeavoring to do. When things went awry. Now I got it. Wasn't so quick on the click that time. Actually read what I was clicking. So anyways, welcome Blog Talk Radio. We are so glad to have you with us. And here comes the YouTube echo. There we go. And welcome, YouTube. We're so glad to have you with us as well. Oh, my. So tonight, Pastor got home again really very, very late in the day. So he is sleeping now. So I have pulled up a couple of messages of Kevin Zadai again. We did some of his teachings on angels, studied some of his teachings on angels and Nephilim. And he's a very, very, very good teacher. He's the one that had gone to heaven and came back with all kinds of word for us to learn by. And we're thankful for that. And so his messages tonight are on judgment and repentance and understanding ourselves. And these are going to be great, great teachings. So I hope you guys appreciate them as much as, well, I know we all will. And I just thank you for being with us. Still trying to get set up here. And I seem to be having some new screen issues, or I'm creating new screens that I've never made before and don't recognize them, one or the other. But we're getting there. We're almost there again. Hope everybody had a great day today. We had a very smoky day around here today. We're not sure if they were burning off fields. Stubble or brush or what in Alberta, Canada, but we wound up with all of their smoke here covering most of the upper part of North Dakota, like to the point I didn't even go for a walk today because you just couldn't even breathe out there. And it was very windy. And then we wound up with rain on top of it. Which we thought the rain would kind of help pull the smoke down a little bit, but it didn't seem to do much for it. Just made the day that much goofier. That's okay. The sun is kind of burning through the haze now. A little bit. I was telling Brother Dan and Sister Gwen, for some reason, the sun coming through that smoke made it kind of an orangish-reddish cast in our house where the sun was shining in. So then you go look at the sun, and it was really pretty. The sun itself, you could actually look right at because it was covered over a little bit with that smoke haze. Oh my goodness. So then I was looking at it for a couple of minutes and then thought I probably shouldn't be doing that. And I was right, I shouldn't have been, because by the time I looked away then, I was still seeing dots. For some reason, when you think you can look at it, it's not. You think it's not going to be as blinding as it was, but it really was. I had to sit for a few minutes and let the dots clear before I could see well again. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on with this. So anyways, enough of that. We're going to get on with our teachings tonight because one of them is an hour long. The other one is an hour and a half long, and I'm really excited to see these. So I'm going to go ahead and get us started. This first one that we're going to watch is a conversation about judgment, repentance, and other light subjects, but mostly judgment and repentance. So let's get this message going, and I'll finish getting this other stuff going afterwards. And Dan, will you type in if my sound is not good, please? We had issues this morning with the morning program. At first, somehow our sound cut out. And I didn't know it for a bit, so I'll be watching for a message this time. And here we go. Well, we're trying really hard to go here. Here we go. Now, I forgot to mention, too, in the beginning of this video, for just like maybe a minute, they did have audio issues where it went down to nothing, but then they did get it fixed and brought it back up. So bear with us for this next minute. I forgot about it until just now as it started to quiet down. That's on their end, not ours, but they'll fix it. Here we go. What a great conversation that was about repentance and keeping our perspective right. I know. Oh, I didn't see what you said. This is encouragement to you. Good, Mary. Good, good. It is so easy, and I know I've said this so many times before, in this world, because we're in this world, we wind up focused on the things of this world or even bound by the things of this world, when we should be advancing the kingdom here, and it's so easy to do. And, you know, I remember, it was when I was in school, one of my teachers had said, whenever something, an offense or an unforgiveness comes at you from another person, ask yourself, is this going to matter in 100 years? Right now, it's bringing up every ounce of anger inside of you that it can. But if you ask yourself, is this going to matter in 100 years? Or even more, is it going to matter in 50 years? And chances are, no, it probably won't matter next week. But right now, it's making me really angry. And when you have that kingdom perspective, it makes it easier to let go of things like that. In the grand scheme of all of this, does it really matter? No. So just brush it away and keep moving and don't allow yourself to be hung up in those things. I just thought that was really good. Keeping, how did he say, recapturing the kingdom and eternity view rather than focusing on the things of this world. It resets our perspective, and that's a good thing. Hi, Sunday.
Hello.
And Mary, so glad to have you guys with us. And Mary has a court date June 6th. We'll pray for that because God's going to set that in order. And the other thing, too, when he was talking about the church needs to be working and praying to bring the redemption of this nation and everything else. And that is true. You know, we don't, when he was saying not to be relying on President Trump to make things right. That is a powerful statement because I know many, many people are thinking that once we get him back in, everything is going to be set back in order. Well, we can't be relying on a man. We need to rely on our God, and it's the church pulling together that is going to make God, help God get every, well, he'll work through us to get these things set in order, not a man. Now, of course, we don't want wickedness stay in control ever of anything. I don't want a wicked person in control of Walmart, you know, let alone nations. So we do want to have righteous people in leadership over everything. The church needs to be in dominion. We need to take dominion. We need to be in control, not the wicked. So yeah, we need to remind people of that, and even ourselves at time that when we're thinking if things don't go right, oh my goodness, because this person didn't get in here and this person did, everything's going to fall apart. Well, no, that's putting our trust in man and not in our God. We just need to remember that too. And then the perspective of God too. I don't remember exactly what he had said that made me think of it, but I always, oh, when he was talking about, you know, us wondering how much longer God will allow, you know, the things to go on that have gone on. He was talking about child trafficking and the violence and the murder and just all of those things. And the God is such a loving and merciful God. And I always think about, what if you had a child, your beautiful, perfect child, that this horrible person comes in and starts influencing their life and causing them to do very wrong. You'd never give up hope on that child, thinking, if I can get that wickedness, that evil off of them, my child will come home. And I'm sure that's the perspective God is in. If I could just get this evil off of them, if they would just let go of that, I'd have my babies back, you know. So we have to think of that too and pray for these to open the eyes of their understanding to be opened and that they receive a heart of God to return to him, to come to know him. And pray for mercy for them, even when they're horrible, wicked. And some have chosen to walk away and not turn. Others have been kind of sucked in without realizing what they've been sucked into and what things have taken place in their life, what things they started following without even realizing it. So this was just a really, really good conversation, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too. Does anybody have anything they want to add to that before I start the next session? The next message is by Kevin Zadai too, and this is, Lord, help me to understand myself. Wow. We all need a little of that, or a lot of it, actually.
I do.
All right, go. Oh, yeah, we all need to come to a little understanding. All right, well, here we go. If nobody has anything else they want to say in the midst of this, we'll get set back up, and here we go. Wow. Wow. Another awesome word, and it is so we've heard this several times lately, how in these teachings that we've done, how the familiar spirits recognize when you've had a trauma in your life, and that's what they'll attach themselves to. They've watched you. They've seen that that's a trigger that can drag you down, and that's what they affect in your life. So we've got to not let them do that anymore. Just like he said, I like how he said that, just hand it over to Jesus and realize you may never see anything else, but don't let it just, you may never see the answers to it or have the understanding. You may never see the vengeance happen in your lifetime, the punishment come to, you know, whoever did that. But you'll save your life and keep your own life from being destroyed by doing that. And Jesus will help you move on. Yeah, and we declare we are free and delivered from every traumatic effect in our lives in Jesus' name. I love this. I love how in the beginning he said to start seeing people and recognizing our similarities and not our differences. See our similarities and God's likeness in each other. That is really good. And if you think about that, anytime we do see similarities, it brings a joy to our heart. That's the unity that God has put in us. Think about your children when they start to grow and you see their personalities develop and you think, oh, she just said that like I did, or he likes that just like I like that, you know, and it just brings joy to your heart seeing those things that you're like. Even animals, when we see animals showing each other love, a mother bear caring for her cubs, that brings joy to us because that's similar to the love we have for our children. Anytime you see similarities like that, that's God. And that's the things we should start trying to see in other people, yeah, instead of always the differences, which is in this world the natural tendency, I think, is we do, like he said, tend to pick out differences with each other. Oh, there was so much in this. So I can tell you, the next time Pastor works late and goes to sleep during the program, we're going to continue with these studies because this is really, really powerful studies, and they're all so simple and things that we all know innately in ourselves, but until someone points you out to it and causes you to focus on those things. Sometimes we just don't see them. And especially when you have so many other things swirling in the world around you, you know, you don't see those things always. So it's good to have our focus drawn to those things. So I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I do. I know Pastor, he is truly endeavoring to be teaching every night, and we're trying to get this schedule figured out. This month, frost laws were on, which means they were driving, you know, crazy hours for a long time. The frost laws are off now after our rain, so now it'll be a new schedule adjustment period, and hopefully he'll be able to be with us more teaching at night. But like I said, we know where we're going next if he gets home late. So what I want to do right now is we'll take communion. I apologize. This ran us a little over for anybody that had anything in their schedule that was pressing. I know that happens a lot. I forgot to pull up the communion verses again. So that's what I'm doing right now, so that we can have them up on the screen so that we can all say them together. And usually they're right there in the latest files I was in. It's usually right there, easy to grab, but because of the amount of paperwork and everything we've been doing lately for the new company, I've had a whole bunch of things opened up. There we go. Does anybody else have anything in particular that stood out to them tonight or was a great help that you want to share with us? There's about 10 things I could go on about right now. It was just really, really good. And I'm not able to. Something happened with my YouTube screen tonight, and it has extended itself across under my Zoom screen. So if I don't see your YouTube messages, I apologize. I'm not trying to ignore you. I just can't see you tonight. I was watching on my phone during the program, and that helped a little bit, but I can't do that here. So we're going to receive communion together. If there's anyone with us, or if you see this program at a later time and you've not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, now is the time to do it. Don't waste another moment. There's no reason to. Your life will change in such a positive and wonderful way. You'll have peace like you've never known. You'll have understanding that comes to you that explains so many things in your life. There's just no reason not to mention. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. He could be back in the next 10 minutes. Let's all say hallelujah. He could be back to get us in 10 minutes, and you want to be in that first rapture. You don't want to be left here once the church is removed. Then there's nothing here keeping evil at bay. There's no policing of any sort in any way. You don't want to be here for that. So anyways, if you've not yet made Jesus Lord of your life, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'll read it out loud. You read it with me and receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. This is for eternity. This isn't a decision, you know, that'll change things for the next week or so. This is for eternity. It's a huge decision. So you want to pray this prayer from the depths of your heart. And then we'll receive communion together. All right? And if you choose not, if you've not received Jesus as Lord of your life, then please, the Bible warns us not to take communion until you know Jesus is your Lord. Okay? So here we go. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to share the screen so you can actually read it with me as we go. And it is this first part here, the prayer of salvation. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. Amen. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So if you just said that prayer for the time tonight, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. If you have questions or just get a hold of us, let us know that you've received Jesus as Lord of your life and so we can celebrate with you. If you have any questions on how to live, walk out this new life, any questions, please get a hold of us. Our information will be in the notes on YouTube at the end of the program. Our website is Samuel J. Cottle. It's the Community of Faith. You can look us up there. All of the information is there too. But please get a hold of us. So don't let any question go unanswered. We'll be happy to help you know how to walk with God. All right. And now, if this is new to you too, you're welcome to receive communion as well. And I'm going to share the screen and I'll read the purpose of communion too. Actually, let's just do that right now. The purpose of communion is because, here we go. God cut a blood covenant with you, and he sacrificed his own son, Jesus, to provide the covenant. Jesus' broken body and his shed blood have become the eternal proof of God's love for you. Through communion, he urges you to remember them again and again, so that when your faith is challenged by deception, you have a strong consolation in Jesus, your Redeemer, your Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So that's the purpose of communion. And now we're going to read in the Bible the verses pertaining to communion. On the night before Jesus was crucified, he had supper with the apostles, his disciples, and they had communion. And that is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to read verses 23 to 28 and 31. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death for his redemptive work. That's buying us back from sin until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And to examine yourself means that you realize you're a sinner, and we need a Savior to get us into heaven, and that's Jesus. We need to realize that. You can't get there on your own. There is nothing, no part of us in our humanness that is good enough to get us to heaven. We need Jesus. And that's what that examination is. And verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged. So hallelujah, we have that option even to judge ourselves. Okay, so now we're going to go to our communion prayer, and we'll receive our communion elements. And I know we bless these here, but I want us to hold them up. And let's pray this prayer to bless them. Father, we thank you for these communion elements. And we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. Now, we always recommend having a cracker or a piece of bread on hand for communion and grape juice. Because we bless and sanctify them, in a pinch, you can use anything. But out of reverence for what you're doing, it's good to have set aside as close as we can to what Jesus used, which is bread and grape juice, or a cracker is unleavened bread. So taking communion regularly and having your special elements for that is what we recommend. Okay, now I'm going to share the screen again, and we'll say the prayer, the communion prayer together. Here we go. Are we ready? Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your body broken, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Here we go. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. Thank you, Lord. And here we go. Now hold up your cup. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's drink the juice together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great word. Wonderful communion together. Thank you all so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed this and got as much out of it as I did. And like I said, we'll continue to study this the next time Pastor goes to sleep on us. We'll tell him. But that's okay. He'll probably want to study these too. Okay, so for our closing verses tonight, I'm going to read the Ephesians prayer over you, because I love this. As soon as I can find Ephesians, I know it's in here someplace. I saw it earlier. Okay, Ephesians 1, verse 17 is where I'm starting. I pray this over you, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things, God put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. That's us. The fullness of him who fills all in all. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you all. God bless your sleep. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, for our Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness morning prayer time. We pray, we do declarations, and we're changing this earth for the kingdom of God. So please join us. We'd be love to have you with us. The more prayer agreement we have, the quicker we cut through all of this wickedness that keeps wanting to try to take over, but it's not getting it because the church is still here and we're still praying. So have a good evening, everybody. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Good night.